Hello listeners, today I am talking to some Year 11 Economics students, the Curriculum Leader for Enterprise and Technology, Mrs. Natalie Burnt, and students Maya Nelson, Riley Thakoski, Anastasia Sakalis, and Sienna McAllister. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, these students are so confident and courageous, they are going to run the podcast themselves. So over to you, Maya.
Okay, so there's been a lot of news in the economic world lately. So first of all, we'll start off with inflation. So Sienna and Anastasia, what causes inflation?
So inflation is pretty much just an economic term to describe price stability. So recently, inflation has skyrocketed and we've not seen figures such as these since 2000. And it's also like out of the desired zone of economic activity, which is set by the RBA.
So the desired zone is 2 to 3%, but inflation is currently 5.5%. So the RBA has previously implemented a change in the cash rate to increase the interest rates.
Right, and how do we measure inflation? Oh, so inflation is measured using a system called the basket of goods, and it's made up of 11 different categories that have to do with our day-to-day lives, which include transport, food, and beverages. And recently we've seen transport having a huge increase due to increasing petrol prices, which has been caused by global supply issues, which has a lot to do with the civil unrest in Europe. But yeah, and they've been going up, which has obviously impacted inflation.
And so coming back to interest rates, how are these set and what does that mean for us and the general public?
So the cash rate is set by the Reserve Bank of Australia and it directly influences the interest rates that the bank set. So the RBA changed the cash rate and increased it, and the very next day the banks responded accordingly and increased the mortgage rates and interest rates.
So how does this positively affect, and who does it positively affect?
The RBA increased our interest rates by 25 basis points, which is like a reasonably small change when it does come to interest rates. But it's good for retirees who have a lot of money in their banks. They might finally start earning some money on that. But it's definitely not a good thing for homeowners with a mortgage, which is a lot of the population at the moment. As we've seen, the housing market's been crazy. Yeah.
All right. And moving on to politics, we've got the upcoming election. So what do we know so far?
Well, we've been seeing a lot of debates that have been happening on all the different news channels, mainly between our two main parties, Liberal and Labor. And we've seen it's been a pretty close battle, and they've been talking a lot about policies to do with cost of living, which has definitely been a main topic because currently cost of living is not meeting wage increases. Therefore, people aren't able to afford their day-to-day lives and activities, which is definitely not good for our economy because people aren't spending as much either.
And what policies have we seen so far?
Okay, so we've seen Clive Palmer's platform, and he suggested that interest rates can be kept at 3%. However, we know that the interest rates are controlled by the RBA, which is independent of the government. Mm-hmm. So we've seen that one.
We've seen a good policy from the Labor to address the house prices that have been driven up, seeing as so many people are trying to buy houses, and to fully fund the NDIS, which is the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
What was their solution for the rising house prices?
It's an equity-led policy, isn't it? So the Liberals are trying to pump money into the economy, which we think will actually increase house prices. But the Labor Party policy is a little bit different in that the government will buy that little bit of equity into the property. And so we think from an economic point of view, we think that's a better economic policy.
So if these students here in the future are looking to buy their own home, what would that mean for them? They don't quite own their own home?
That's right. So there are downsides to it as well, absolutely.
And is that an aspiration for your generation to own your own home?
Yes.
So that's still the Australian dream, even at your generation.
It's looking much harder though.
Yeah. We were talking about it in our class this morning because we do like economic news sharing at the end of the week. And who was it who brought up? One of the girls brought up talking about how I think it'll take us like how many years?
11.
11 years to pay 20% of a deposit. Uh-huh. So I think we're going to be living with our parents for a while.
All right, well, that might be a good place to end it. Hi, all parents out there. And we'll be hitting you up for loans soon. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.